Good afternoon. On today's ISU Extension Midday Report, Angie Reekens joins us from the Extension office. And Angie wanted to talk today about some important meetings coming up. And Angie, why don't you tell folks?
Yeah, Brian, we have a bunch of opportunities. It's that time of year where we do a lot of pesticide applicator training. So I want to talk about two different types of applicator training. First, let's talk about those commercial applicators, right? People that are hired to take care of commercial applications, at least as we're talking in the world of ag, so herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, things like that. That training is on November 15th at 9 a.m. at nearly every single county extension office in Iowa. So if you need your commercial ag, weed, insect, and plant disease continuing instruction courses completed before the end of this year, call your local county office and schedule yourself to come in on November 15th at 9 a.m. So that will be the last opportunity to get applicators in the door for most county offices. So if you're a commercial ag applicator, that's an important date. The other training we want to talk about are private pesticide applicators. Those are farmers who apply their own pesticides on their farms. They're not hired out to do it. They just do it on their own farms. So there are two opportunities in Franklin County. The first one is December 7th. So that's coming up at 9:30 a.m. at the Dowse Community Center. Franklin County and Wright County are partnering to do that one together. And there's plenty of space at that Dowse Community Center. December 7th, 2023 at 9:30 a.m. at the Dowse Community Center. And then there'll be a second one scheduled after the first of the year, January 25th, 2024 at 1:30 at the Youth for Christ Building in Hampton. We get a lot of private pesticide applicators that come from Franklin County to either one of those two meetings. And just a reminder, if you can call the Franklin County Extension Office in advance and ask to pre-register for either the December 7th event or the January 25th event, that makes it easier on the office staff and they get all the paperwork done in advance.
All right, and that is today's ISU Extension Midday Report.